last night we were tasked by Malin Head Coast Guard at approximately 8:30 that there was concern for a member of the public that was angling in Glencolum Kill and a townland called Dunalt. We made our way by road to assess the situation to see if this person indeed was in danger. When we arrived on scene about half an hour later, because Glencolum Kill from Killyweg is quite a drive, we got on scene and we realised that there was concern for the individual's safety. They were out on an outcrop rock out from the coastline. Now, the tide had just turned to go back out, but there was a bit of a run on of swell coming in, and at times we've seen the swell coming up as far as the individual's feet. So now we were too far away from him to make to have communications with him, and we didn't have a mobile phone and that. Now, there was a lot of locals there, and in fairness, their knowledge was very, very valuable. They also advised us that there was other rocks that were submerged that would be a danger for a boat rescue. So in terms of the Killyweg Coast Guard boat, that wasn't going to be an option for this rescue. So immediately with light fading, I asked Malin Head, could they task Rescue Woman 8 from Sligo? And they were on scene relatively very quick. And they assessed the situation and they lowered the winchman and took the casualty off the rock. They proceeded then as far as Sligo, where he was taken by ambulance to Sligo General Hospital. And he didn't require any further medical attention. He was, by all accounts, safe and well.
And thankfully, in this instance, it was a positive outcome, but it just shows you how quickly things can change when you're in the water.
Oh, I certainly so, because in fairness, the sea conditions yesterday was actually they were very, very calm. There was no wind at all, but there was a bit of a groundswell. And that was our main concern, that possibly a swell could come up and take him off the rocks. And the outcome would be completely different to what it actually turned out to be. But as I say, we can't stress enough to the public is that they are in an area that they're not familiar with, is maybe ask the locals, where can I fish? Where's safe to fish? Where should I not go? Also, the wearing of a life jacket or a PFD would be very, very advisable.